Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes. And thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, everyone. It's the Lady Gang. Gang's all here.
Oh, the gang's all here, guys.
We're so excited you guys are here. And I just want to address something very quickly before we start the podcast. You know, we had quite a polarizing episode when Morgan Stewart from The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills came on. It was probably our most talked about episode. And here's the deal.
There's
a lot of PC-ness happening in our world, and you can't really say anything without making someone angry. And the truth of the matter is that the reason we created this podcast is because we want to have a place to just talk. And sometimes we're going to say things and be like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or this is how I really feel. And you guys are not going to agree with everything that we have to say. And there's going to be times that you're like, I can't believe you said that about my Swift. And we totally get it. And we're going to change our minds too. We might love something one week and hate something one week. But I think what makes this podcast really, really fun, and I think the reason why people love listening to it, is that you're going to get authentically us. And we don't want to be girls that only talk about reality TV and how skinny we are. And you know, it's not about that. It's about kind of all different opinions. And the guests that we bring on, they're there to show, you know, all different sides. And so some weeks are going to be really deep, like when Hayley Duff came on and she talked about trying to get her life together after she had a child. And some weeks are going to be really silly, like when Morgan Stewart talked about like how many bikini selfies she takes. And that's why you're going to get a little bit of something different every week. And that's why we want to do the podcast.
And if you don't like it, just don't listen.
We're only human, my God. You know?
I know. It was very intense.
And also, here's the thing. Like, I feel like we modeled this after your boozy brunches with your girlfriends. That's exactly what we wanted to capture. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but if I came to one of your boozy brunches, I would hope that you weren't being PC and not talking smack about Taylor Swift.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's what I do in every single one of my brunches. So what's the difference now that we have microphones?
I mean,
nope.
And it's like we're just saying what everybody's thinking anyways.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
And our possible presidential candidate, is talking about the size of his penis on national television. So I think I can talk about T Swift and my vagina.
Okay. Anyway, we're so glad you're here. We just wanted to side note that we do love all of our listeners. And the coolest thing about this whole drama of the episode was that we got to hear from you guys, and we want to hear it. We want to hear what you love. We want to hear what you hate. It's so essential to us growing and creating the show. And you can do so on @TheLadyGang on Twitter and Instagram. You can send us a note on theladygang.com and make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a 5-star
review.
Rating.
A 5-star rating.
Jack, cruise that up every time.
And also leave us a nice comment. And most importantly, we got to grow. So share it with your friends, share it with your mom, share it with your Facebook people that you haven't talked to in 10 years, but you still like their photos. And let's begin.
Okay. We just got kind of heated. I'm part of the team where I'm like, if you don't like me,
just don't
go away.
And I'm part of the team of like, if you don't like me,
I'll
can
change.
I just explain why you should like me little bit?
I mean, we're very inclusive, but if you've listened 3 weeks now and you really aren't drinking the Kool-Aid, just stop. Okay, anyways, moving on. It is time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Kelty, I feel like we never start with
Kelty.
We
don't. Start it off.
You guys are so good. This one is for Jack Vanek.
Ooh.
So.
Is it my Instagram that I sent you?
No. It wasn't a disgusting Instagram of you in the pool with Scott wrapping your legs around each other. Oh, your love's so perfect. That was my bad week. My bad week is everything about Jack Vanek's Instagram. No, good week. I'm at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, and guess who came by?
Oh, my God.
Your favorite, Larry David.
I knew this was going to have to do with Larry David, and it pisses me off so much. Every time we talk about him, it is referring to Jack.
It makes me so happy.
I know you enjoyed Larry David also.
Whatever.
So here's the funny thing. Larry David did not interview with me.
Damn it.
He walked right by me and he interviewed with Morning Joe, who was beside me on the carpet.
Who is Morning Joe?
The show, I guess, like NBC or something. Anyway, so he was interviewing and I stuck my mic out and tried to get his soundbite for my show. And it was so funny because his soundbite was... You know, I'm only really good. Well, first of all, no. Here's the best part. So I yelled at him on the carpet as he walking by. I once almost paid $1,200 so you could have lunch with my friend Jack at the Waterkeepers Alliance. And he looks at me and he goes, what? And I was like, a charity event. I tried to bid on lunch with you. And then he walked on by and he was like, not having any of that.
No.
So I went to Morning Joe and then I hear the soundbite and he's talking about... They're trying to ask him all these political questions. And Larry David is like, I don't know why you're asking me this. I'm only good at two things. And he pauses and he goes, comedy and sex.
Oh, my what? God.
It's amazing. And everyone's
thinking about
like,
Larry David having sex just absolutely
it's so gross.
Not me.
Of course, Becca.
It was so awesome.
The only way you jump in is anytime there's like a sexual comment about Larry David.
Because it's the one place you won't go with Larry Davis.
Jack has
like,
no problem.
You're like, I'll do it. I'll sit on your lap.
So it means I love him more.
So that was my good week. I saw Larry David for you. I took a picture of me holding out my mic. I sent it to Jack.
She sent me the picture. Cute. It was amazing.
Thanks for sending it to me.
Here's my bad guy. My bad week. So it was at, there's a little coffee shop by my house that does matcha lattes. And I was told that matcha lattes will really increase your sex drive. So I've been drinking a lot of them and I am feeling quite frisky, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Sex more than once a week?
More, yeah.
Wow.
I'm about to go on a vacation and I'm going to tumble like you've never
tumbled. Get a UTI like you've never had.
Yes. Anyway, so I'm in the getting the coffee and this guy is in front of me and he's very loud. He's wearing a cowboy hat. I don't know what that has to do with the story. But he's like, I'm going to tip. And then he turns around and says to everyone in the coffee place, y'all better tip. We live in this free world, but you got to put your money where your mouth is. If you get good service, you got to tip. And he was like aggressive, but I was like, he's aggressively passionate about tipping, which I feel like I understand. I was a waitress once, like I get it. So I was like, okay. And then he like goes to leave and I'm like, I'll have a matcha latte, please. And he turns around and he goes, and you know what I think about women?
No.
And I'm like, and the lady's like, sir, you're gonna have to leave. Sir, you're upsetting a customer. And he goes, you know what? Women want to be equal to men? Well, why don't we just give them guns and send them to Iraq? They can be the ones who get their heads shut off.
You're joking. This is
Wait,
real life.
Where was this?
In Hollywood.
What was this?
Real life.
Sounds
I don't know.
Like the
some
deep south
crazy
to me.
Man. And so I was
Sir, there are women over there.
I don't
so then
know.
He goes, and then the lady's like, you're going to have to leave. And he goes, you know what? Give me my $3 back. And he goes to the tip jar that he was so blatantly about and
he
takes back the $3.
Back.
And he left.
No.
Anyway.
Are you sure you weren't on another YouTube hidden camera show?
Nope. This was real. It was so crazy.
It
but anyway,
like
you know what? We birth children and we have periods. And for that, I feel like we are already the above species. Sorry.
Dude, I came across a really disturbing comment because there was that company that's doing – there's a BuzzFeed article about this company that's giving like leave for women when they're on their periods.
Which is bullshit.
I would like that though.
It's not leave. It's like you take time off, but you have to make up the time somewhere else. It's not like you just get like time off. But there is a comment from a guy that like he's like, oh, you want women to be, you know, equal to men? Like, and then we're doing this and like all this crap. And it was very disturbing.
I saw the comment you posted and he's like, they've been having it their whole lives. They can't manage it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean,
life's hard out here.
I'm like, you don't have a uterus. So you
so
can't
anyway.
Have an opinion really. Anyways.
Good week, bad week. Two very interesting men in my life.
Wow.
That was amazing. I don't know how these things happen to you.
Amazing. Jack, what happened to you this week?
So my good week is my face has been plastered on
oh my
the
God.
Sides of some stores.
Oh, yeah.
It's major.
It's pretty major. I did this collaboration with Zoomies, and they have 600 stores. So to promote the collaboration that I did with them, my face is like 10 feet
tall. Do you feel like Gigi
Hadid? Yeah, you know, and I look just as good as her on that picture.
Did you know they were going to make it so big?
I knew it was going to be like a banner in the stores, but it's pretty cool. And it's like in all of them. All of my family sending me pictures. I'm getting people like on Twitter sending me pictures. It's pretty exciting.
That's fun.
Yeah. Has anyone from your past been like, there's that girl?
Like a guy?
Yeah. Like, have any old texters, old Tinder lovers been like, I'm at the mall. It's Zoomies.
Look who I see. You want to hook up?
No. Has anyone drawn a mustache on it yet?
No.
Yeah, has anyone drawn?
I better get like my spray paint.
That's great, Jack. We're really proud of you. You know what? You work your ass off. You deserve it.
I'm having a little contest of people to take pictures in front of it so you can do a little mustache and then enter my contest to win.
I might just get nude and stand in front of it.
And just stick your butt out or something? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so that's my good week.
Congratulations, good Jack.
My bad week. So I've been gone the past couple weeks doing trade shows for my clothing line where it's like, I'll go to Vegas and set up a little shop and buyers from different retailers will come through. Like, Nasigal will come through, Bloomingdale's. And they, like, buy your product for the stores. And usually people are very nice. If they're coming into your booth, they like what they see and they, like, want to know more. So I'll tell them about my story or whatever.
How do they not? Man tears mugs.
Oh, my God. Everybody needs one. But sometimes people are, like, total dicks. And it always turns out that the people that are assholes, it's not like the buyer from Barney's or like anybody big. It's always some Joe Schmo that owns a tiny little boutique. And like, why do you have a chip on your shoulder for no reason?
You're going to buy 4 shirts. I'd rather you leave.
Yeah. I'm like, your order will be like $200 like for like a wholesale thing. So I like almost got in a brawl with this guy that came to my booth when I was in New York. He comes in and it's like he's just going through my clothes and he's just throwing insults at me. Like, over and over again.
Does he know that it's yours?
Yeah, because I explained to him. I'm like, oh, my name is Jack Vanek. This is my story, blah, 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 blah. And he's just going through. He's like, oh, I can't believe anybody would wear this phrase on a shirt. Oh, my God, that body, it's horrible. It would look, like, terrible on a woman. Just throwing his 2 cents, telling me about it.
I probably dated this guy.
You definitely did not. But I probably have also dated, quote, unquote, that guy. And I almost got into, like, a screaming match with him because he looks at my mugs and he's like, Why is the graphic printed on that side of the mug? And I'm like, well, you know, I always like kind of think about Instagram when I'm making things. So you can like take a selfie with it and it can be like held up. And he's like, well, what if like somebody else wants to take a picture of you? I'm like, well, you can hold it in your other hand and somebody can take the photo. It's not that big of a deal to change like hands of what you're holding your mug with. And he's like, but then everybody's going to think you're left-handed. And like with like
what's
disdain.
Happening?
I hate this person.
I hate that guy.
It was so bad.
He's probably the same guy complaining about our podcast.
It sounds like that kind of guy.
It does.
Arguing on the internet.
So what'd you do?
I mean, I can't be like mean to people. So I just like kind of was.
Took it.
Yeah, I took it. And I'm just like, okay, now leave. You're like taking up my valuable space around.
Get out of the Jack Vanek studio area.
Stupid woof. Ass.
Okay. Well, mine aren't that good. The reason mine's
been so good for Becca.
Miss Perfect. I'm sorry, but my bad weeks used to consist of sharding and like explosive.
And
I can't even say it anymore.
And we were told that Becca can't talk about this.
We actually got
bad week
spoken to by our producer.
Reprimanded.
Saying we can't talk about so many bodily fluids, functions, things.
It's too much bodily moo.
This
is real life though, guys. This is how it's like being a woman.
It's kind of upsetting.
But wasn't it how great how many people use the snail emoji?
It's good.
After the snail emoji has a whole new meaning.
A whole new meaning.
It does.
Continuing on.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm sorry that my bad week, good week is so mundane. here's my, should I do bad week first?
Yeah, bad week.
Okay, bad week. So I have always been, not to brag, but
Becca's bragging?
Can you believe it?
Wow.
I have always been really fit. Like, I've always been, like, I would win pull-up contests in elementary school. Like, almost in, like, a very butch way. Like, my dad raised me like I'm a boy. So I've always had a lot of pride in the fact that, like, I can physically take on, like, most women because I've always been in, like, good shape.
You're athletic.
I'm athletic. And so I've been taking some time off of like working out hardcore. I've been doing a lot of yoga, which is great for like aesthetics. Like I'm leaner, I'm whatever, and I'm really loving it. But I was invited to a Barry's boot camp class And I used to go all the time in New York, and I used to crush it. Like, I used to have the trainers, like, behind me screaming, like, get to a 10.5. It was like I was in my element. Well,
what do they do at Barry's Bootcamp?
So you get on a treadmill, and then you go to the floor, and you get on the treadmill, and you go to the floor. Like, the floor, you're doing weights and stuff. So it's like a circuit.
Interval training?
Yeah. And each group switches between the floor and the treadmill. So you're on the treadmill for, like, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, like, each time. It's not, like, too long. So anyways, long story short, I used to be really great. Really, really great. Well, 30 hit.
And, womp, womp, womp. And everything turns to crap.
Who invited me to this class is, like, the cutest, most adorable gay man who I knew from the New York days of going to Barry's boot camp, and he was, like, so just, like, you want to impress somebody like that. So anyways, I was on the treadmill, and in my mind I was like, do I keep pushing myself because I'm so embarrassed that there's a 60-year-old next to me going faster? But if I push myself, I might throw up or pass out. What's more embarrassing, not getting going as fast as a 60-year-old or throwing up or passing out?
Yeah.
I have never been that person in my whole life, and I realized, and then I couldn't walk for 2 days.
So what did you do? Did you push it?
I couldn't. I was literally on the verge of passing out or throwing up. And it's not even – I've never been that person. I used to work out in New York, and people would be with their trainers and like, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, you're a pussy. And it's not the case.
Nope.
They were just over 30. Oof. So that was my bad week.
You guys, I have like one more year left of this.
Yeah, get ready.
Get ready.
I'm almost passing
mental
out.
Mental clarity and physical exhaustion.
I'm going to have to go back like 3 more times like and just get better because I can't stand not being good at something. Anyways, my good week was that life gets crazy, and I'm the kind of person who wakes up in the morning, and if it's really early, I literally think about what I can cancel in my day. Like your alarm clock goes off and you're like, I don't have to do this. I can push this off. And you literally cancel your whole day in your mind.
Yep. Until you have nothing else to do.
Well, but until you're at a point where you actually can't cancel certain things.
Yep.
And this podcast is one of them. So
well, I'm glad you showed up.
I was on the plane on my way back from Atlanta this morning really early. And I was like, God, I'm going back tomorrow. So I'm in LA for the podcast.
Oh wow. Thanks, Becca.
Oh, you're so welcome, so you guys. It's just my charity for the week. And so I was on the plane and I'm kind of like, oh my God, there has to be a better way. Like, I can't believe I'm going back. I hadn't listened to last week's podcast yet, and I decided to listen on the plane. And I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, I'm so excited. This is so fun. And we are so fun.
We're pretty fun.
You just realized that?
I did.
12 episodes in, Becca likes her own project.
I'm an actress. I'm used to hating everything I do. So I was like, oh my God,
wait,
I
have
love
you actually
it.
Listened to the podcast before?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, this is but the then, first time.
But you're in there.
But you really loved
but
it.
But I really loved it. So that
so
was
your,
my good week.
Your good week is us.
You know it's what? You guys.
It is hard.
And you. We're making something new. We're not making any money. And sometimes you're like, oh, I'd really like to have dinner with my friends when we tape. But instead you're here. And I'm like, Kelty's a slave driver. I'm like, girls, can we do this? Girls, can we do this? Like, I'm really annoying.
Kelty, you have to be because
but
we're not
like really
that.
Good. I'm really proud of us.
True.
Okay. Coming up, we have a special guest here. Becca's going to introduce her because they're friends. Because the Glees are together again.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Jenna Ushkowitz is here, and she's the only reason I'm here.
That's true. You would have canceled for anyone else.
I would have.
Raise a glass with the Lady Gang.
Raise your glass if you are wrong in all the right ways.
Okay, Jenna, what's up, girl?
Hey.
Hey, does it feel weird to be doing a podcast because you have your own podcast?
Yeah, well, I've been now getting used to interviewing people, so yeah. Now being on the other side again, it's very confusing, but I love it.
How's the podcasting going? I it's much more positive and inspirational than us.
Maybe more
you're like a rainbow, and we're like an asshole.
We're
like,
the poop at the end of the rainbow.
That's
we're
really... why I came on here, to show you this side of me.
Right. Oh, right. Believe me, this side exists.
It really does.
Where can people see the podcast?
You can get it on iTunes. It's called Infinite Positivities.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Positivities.
The title says it all.
And since your Glee days, you've been slaying the game. I was on Netflix the other day, and I saw your documentary. Congratulations.
Thank
Tell everyone
you.
About it, because I know we're all looking for, like, what are we going to do this week? What are we going to watch on Netflix? And, like, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt doesn't come back for another 2 weeks, so we can watch your documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And House of Cards, like, came out a while ago, yeah. like a minute ago. So, yeah. No. Twinsters is this crazy story about my best friend, Sam Futterman. She found out that she had a twin sister through Facebook. They were adopted separately to different families when they were 3 months old, and wow. they came back together at 25. So she decided to, like, web diary it, I guess. And then, you know, a couple producers came in and her of her, like, friend group and said, like, do you want to make a documentary? And so she asked her sister and was like, I think we should share this story. And so I came in towards the end of the shooting and when they had sort of met already and done the whole thing. But it's such a crazy thing. It makes you like, am I a twin? Because I was adopted. I could have Ooh. A twin. Oh,
wait, how did they find it out on Facebook?
Because
you have to watch the documentary, Sam, Jack.
But I want to know now.
No. I'll give you a nutshell. So Sam is the American one, and Anaïs is the French one. And Anaïs, Sam is an actress as well. And so Anaïs saw one of Sam's YouTube videos, and she was like, why does that look like me? So she went on. God. That's my French accent. Just really you know. Good. Thank you, Becca. I can tell by Becca's face. She's like, either it's really good, or it's really not. That was not.
The fact that it's the same face is terrifying.
It is the same. You don't know.
She, and I saw it and was like, why does this look like me? And so she messaged her on Facebook, said, like, I don't want to get, like, Lindsay Lohan parent trap on you, but, like,
oh my God.
We are exactly the same.
Wow.
Like, without, you know, like, you looking at them in the first 5 seconds, you're like, they're identical.
Yeah, wow. That's nuts.
When they showed up to meet for the very first time, they were both wearing the same nail polish color, and they didn't know. And they
twins
do that a lot.
Know. That's a twin
they do
brain.
That a lot.
It's like
that's
the twin
so
brain.
I know.
Oh, wow. And then you're also you're like Glinda the Good Witch. You're using all of your famous person powers for good.
She's doing everything we're not.
Yeah,
we're just 100%. Trying to make money
because you have a big gala coming up in New York. Tell everyone about the gala.
I do.
Do we get to wear a fancy dress?
You do. You get Ooh. To wear so many fancy dresses. I'm going to pick out mine on Monday. It is the foundation that I co-founded with Samantha, the American twin. We decided that we felt compelled after the documentary to help adoptees around the world with, like, just, you know, some socio-emotional help if they need it. And then also resources if they want to, you know, find their birth family or need translators to go to, you know, their birth country and, you know, find their families. So we started the foundation, and we had a really great event last year that Becca went to mm-hmm. in March, and we're doing our first gala in New York. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, and you can just search Kindred Foundation, and it will come up. It's the Breaking Boundaries Gala, and we're super excited, and it's going to be really great. Kristen Chenoweth and I are actually... Funny you say.
The Good Witch.
Glinda the Good Witch. We're singing for good together, which is like one of my dreams.
Oh,
you
my
guys.
God. That's so insane. Exciting.
Are you messed up from being adopted? Like, has it messed you up?
Oh, my God. Okay. No, it hasn't.
Like,
luckily,
do you know your,
that's
do you know your birth parents?
I don't know my birth parents. I haven't done it yet.
Do you want to know?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, because of Kindred, because of Twinsters, I've had this now, like, thing, like, the questions have started to form in my head, and I've been like, maybe. And then, you know, when I started Kindred, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do the search. So I gave my information to the adoption agency in Korea, and somebody contacted me back, and then I got scared, and I stopped, and I didn't do it. So I'm waiting, because I actually am so busy right now that, like, to process something like that is not something I want to do when I'm, like, doing 100 other things for 100 other people.
Yeah. Is there part of you that feels like, why do you want to give me up?
No, not at all.
Because you seem very confident.
Because
do you know the story of your parents?
I have no idea. My dad decided to tell me, like, last year that apparently my father was in the military. And I don't know what military, because then I did 23andMe, which you guys know what that is.
Yeah. Wait, you did it?
Yes, I did it.
Wait,
did I tell you?
You spit in the cup and
yes!
you send it.
What's your heritage?
You spit in this little thing and you send it in. And I was like, I must be, like, Korean. But I knew, like, I was like, maybe there's something else weird inside of me.
There's always something weird.
I am 33% Japanese.
Ooh.
Oh.
You did tell me this.
I did tell you this. And 50% Korean. And then, like, 6% Chinese. So, like, as I was campaigning for Mulan, because there's a Mulan movie coming out and I so badly want to be Mulan, people were like, oh, but she's not Chinese. And I was like, oh, but I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
For the record.
You're like, I have proof.
No, but I think it's because my parents were so loving and, like, since I was little, they
Kelty's
were like...
choking.
Kelty's choking.
So much champagne.
She's choking, so she's drinking
it's
more champagne.
because they were like, she's her little, like, our little gift from God. You know, that was my parents' view on it. So I never felt like there was anything missing. I was given everything I could possibly ever want as a child, and so much love and so much support that, like, I think that's part of it. If you feel like there's something missing in your family, which most people do have some sort of effed up, you know, weird thing with their families, then you think maybe they have a place to blame. That's what it is. And it could be and it could not be. So that's why you can drink there.
I was curious about that with the people that were adopted.
Yeah, it varies. I mean, really.
Do you think, I wonder if, like, your family has any idea that you're a big star?
That's also the scary part, too.
Yeah. They come want their money.
That's what it is. Also, because the economy in Korea is a lot of the reason why they were giving so many of us up at that time.
Right.
So, like, if you go back and you say, like, and they find out you have money, or if you're...
She goes on your IMDb, and they're like, oh.
She can, and they know, she, obviously, like, your parents. Like, so they
your parents know who
you
it
up.
Is, right?
No.
They
your real parents don't know?
No. My parents who raised me,
yeah,
they have no idea. No, nobody knows.
So interesting.
That's why it's such a big thing when you go searching for it, because it's not something they just, like, hold in an envelope, like, till you're 18. Like, you don't have any idea.
So that you, it
so
was, like,
I might not be able
adoption.
To, like, even find out.
Interesting.
In my brain, for some reason, though, and, like, my very soul, I feel like my mom's not alive anymore.
You have said that a couple times.
And I don't know why, if that's, like, for me to be, like, at peace with the whole situation, or if it's that, like, she
you just
actually...
have an intuition about it?
I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
Let's get into the Hollywood life. What has been the most difficult thing that you've had to sort of learn in Hollywood? Because I think there's a whole lot of people out there that love you, love the show, think you have a charmed life. Mm-hmm. And what has been that moment where you're like, oh.
Yeah. I think in the last, like, 6 months, not having a job, going out on auditions, like, I will tell you, it has been hard. You go into a room and they don't give a rat's ass who you are.
Right.
They really don't. Some of them, like, do, but some of them don't.
Like, wait, have you watched Glee? Come on.
Do you think it helps or hurts? Because you were on a
half
phenomenon.
And half. Sometimes it's like they expect more from you, and sometimes they're like, ugh, these kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're, like, overexposed and they don't give a crap.
Wow.
But that said, I have learned that you have to listen to your instincts. You have to do what you want. You do not have to give in to the Hollywood life. I, like, literally in the last 6 months have just reset my life to get back to a place where I'm not giving in to what people are telling me to do all the time, what I should wear, how I should look, what jobs I should take. I have said, excuse my language, but, like, I am taking things that, like, movies that agents are like, it's not going to go anywhere. I don't care. Like, I want to do it because I want to work.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I want to go out and I want to wear no makeup and I want to wear sneakers and jeans and not give a crap what people
think.
And my mom's like, my mom was always like, you should put some makeup on and, like, dress nice when you go out. Always. Always.
Ever my since mom I was tells like, me that and I don't
I mean,
have
I was wearing blush when I was, like, 4 years old.
My mom is always like, are you not going to wear a bra? I'm like, no, mom, it's Saturday. I don't
ever wear a bra anymore, you guys.
Thank you.
No. Or I wear, like, the thinnest, laciest bra.
A bralette.
That I know it's not there.
Yes.
I need to know it's not there.
What has been your ish moment? The moment, ish is not just a contour kit in our Fab Fit Fun boxes. No, no, no. Ish is a moment. Ish is, I know. Do you like how I did that? Jadomching. Ish is a moment, like, that you thought, wow, I am the schnizzle right now. Like, it's all happening. The paparazzi, the red carpets, the limos. Like, what has been your Hollywood memento?
Well, here. Okay, so I'll give you this one. This wasn't, like, the ish-ish because, like...
No, I think the ish-ish.
Well, I've blocked it from my memory, I think.
No.
No, the ish-ish was, like, at the point where everybody knew who we were. We were at the Golden Globes. You have, like, Meryl Streep coming up to you. Okay, ready? This is the
here it is, the ish we're, moment.
We had just won our SAG award. We had come off of winning a Golden Globe the week before. We were on our high horses. We were ready to go. Meryl Streep came up to us. It's like, she knew who we were. Okay.
Meryl.
Great. Dude, that's amazing.
We're walking into the party after the SAG awards, like the party that, like, for the winners. And Lee Daniels comes up and is like, I was like, I heard he was doing Miss Saigon, the movie, which is, like, put on hold now or whatever. And I was like, I love you. I want to do your movie. It was like, yeah, you're not going to do it holding that thing in your arms. And I was like, ah!
You were holding your award?
Yeah. And I was like, when you make Lee Daniels mad, is when you've made it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
If that makes any sense at all.
No, I love it. You're so big, even Lee Daniels is jealous of you.
I love it.
That's a good ish moment. You had some good, like, you've had some really good red carpet looks, too, I want to say.
Thank you.
You always look amazing. Always.
I don't really, like, fashion, like, it's not, like, my thing. I don't really, I just like wear what's comfy and I wear what people tell me sometimes.
She's wearing a Jack Vanek shirt right now.
Happens to be wearing.
She wears what's comfy.
Because they're comfy, and they smart.
Okay. Do you have a mirror message? You're very inspirational. You're very positive. You know the mirror message where you write it on your mirror and you wake up and you look at it?
Time out. Let me give a little backstory. I was over at Jenna's house and we were getting ready to go somewhere.
Which house? I've lived in like
your
seven places in LA.
Most recent in LA.
Okay.
And Kelty and I, this was around the same time Kelty and I were deciding the questions for the podcast. And one of us said something about a mirror message.
It was Kelty who said that.
One of us. I wonder who
one of us, a.k.a. Kelty, had this idea.
And I had just been at Jenna's. So I might beg to differ that I had just been at Jenna's and I saw like five quotes on your mirror. And I was like, this is a thing. This
oh my God,
is a thing.
Becca, it was you.
It was the mirror message has been yours all along.
It might have been my fault. No. But
yeah, Becca, you made an error.
Kelty has them and Jenna has them. So I just set you up to not be able to lie.
I don't. It's not that. I mean, I do have mirror messages. Okay. Sometimes they're okay. So when Becca was over, I was going through my weight loss challenge. And so I was trying to lose all this weight. I had gotten a nutritionist and a trainer and a therapist. And so I was doing it. I was ready to go. And I lost all this weight. And my nutritionist actually is to thank for this. And she said, write three things to remind yourself in the morning when you start your day. Obviously, same as mirror messages of what you want for your goal weight. So, like, I wrote I'll share one of them with you, even though they're very personal. I want to feel as good. I want to look as good as I feel every day.
Wow, that's good.
So that was one of them. Mm-hmm. And that was because I was working out so much and, like, realizing that I couldn't eat Chipotle and work out and still lose weight. Do you know?
It's a sad life.
It is hard.
That literally crushes my soul.
It is. Yeah. It's awful.
It's hard. It's like really upsetting, but there you go.
There you go. The mirror message. I love that. This week's Like a Lady question is, what is the strangest place you've ever had sex?
Oh, gosh.
Jack's going to start. She says crazy ones. I know you do.
Which one do I want to... Oh.
Which one?
Which of my 1,000 great sexual encounters shall I bring up from the depths?
I had sex in a dressing room of a store that carries my clothes. Topshop? I'm not going to say which one.
Was it with your boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh my God.
It's Zoomies.
And
he saw your giant poster face and he was like, so yeah.
And it was like, you guys are so that gross couple at like a dinner party that go to the bathroom together, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, guys.
I don't even know who you are.
I know. I've really made a 180 in life.
Jenna, you have one? You're still thinking?
I mean, I don't know if this is really weird. I was at a Hampton summer party. And it sounds crazy.
Oh my God, it's insane.
It was like a Hampton summer party. It was like this big party. It was tented outside in the backyard and there's this like big grassy hill. So I literally like rolled over the hill. Literally, he rolled me over the hill.
I like that outdoor grass.
Dad, I'm sorry. Oh. He's definitely going to listen
to
this.
Was this during the day?
No, it was like early evening.
The way that you describe that of him rolling you, it just made me think you were like a wheel. Like he's like rolling you down.
I mean, how are your allergies? Just kidding.
Oh my God, I would die.
I would have died.
Bex?
I would have died.
Mine was my high school boyfriend and I had sex on the 50-yard line of the football field.
Ew, were you in your Kitty Wild outfit?
No, I wore that out 20 years later.
The pleather?
No. Yeah, that's right. 50-yard line. Not really my fantasy. Not my idea.
He probably loves
what
it,
What were
though.
You... Was it after, like, a game or something, or just...
No, I think we were just, like, out one night.
Out in the middle? People didn't see you?
It was at night. We broke into the school. So we, like, went out
sexy.
And... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
That's right.
All right.
Kelty?
Oh, yes. I had sex. I think this is the weirdest place. During a party in the bathroom at Angels and Kings in New York City.
Oh! And Angels and Kings and is it's disgusting. Yeah. And I'm sure like 5,000 other people have had sex there.
100%.
I actually...
They're good.
And there's only one bathroom and people are like knocking on the door and it was during a time in my life when I was drinking a lot and I think I might have had like both hands on the toilet seat like bent up.
I'm not gonna lie, I personally...
And you're still alive?
Have you had sex in the Angels and Kings bathroom?
But from memory, just right now thinking about it, I know three people that have. Oh, just from just like off the top of my head.
Swabs.
It's disgusting.
Jenna's going to stick around. She's going to help us figure out our lives. I think we're going to all turn out a little bit better after she's around during Ask the Lady Gang.
Lady! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so I'm actually going to do this in order. Before I start Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want to go to jackvanek.com, you can get 20% off your order with using the code LADYGANG. I did it in the right spot for
Thanks,
once.
Jack.
Jenna's drinking Pedialyte.
She's had food poisoning and she ate some bad shrimps.
I can't believe you made it, to be honest.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
I appreciate
it. Just like
you.
Becca wouldn't miss this.
We came for each other.
I was so excited.
You just care about each other.
And you are going for it.
She's get that Pedialyte, Jenna. Get it.
Okay, so the last part of our podcast is Ask the Lady Gang. And for this, you guys can write in your questions about life, love, whatever you want to write in. And we will do our best to answer them with the knowledge that we have, which is not so much.
So much knowledge.
But Jenna, you have it together.
She has it together.
Oh no,
she's a better.
So you have to give us really good advice.
I may seem like I have it together. You should fake it till you make it, babes.
We just fake it till you make it. If you guys want to write in a question, just use the hashtag #AskTheLadyGang or write our email hello.
Well, you can go to the website
at gmail.com or go to the website and there's a little thing you can fill out.
Yep.
Okay, so our first question comes from Leanne Adams through email, and she says she's been working the same job for 6 years, was recently promoted, but a guy that has been working for no more than 3 years got a better pay rate and a position over me. He's also one of my best friends. It's a little discouraging. How do I handle this situation?
Oof. You guys don't want to hear this.
This is bad.
What? Go.
Well, this is going to get me in more trouble.
I already probably know what you're going to say.
I have a real issue with all these women in Hollywood demanding equal pay.
Here's Hollywood, by the way.
But it has to do with the whole world because everywhere men are making more money.
100%.
And it is really discouraging. I'm just going to say this. Value is value. There's a reason people are more successful than others. And in movies, for instance, some men are bigger draws at the box office. People buying movie tickets are people buying them for mostly the men. Unfortunately, the way our society is.
But this is a regular job. This is not like
Yes, but this is what I'm going to say about the regular job is, okay, yes, it might be totally unfair, but girl, you're in a man's world and you have to play the man's game. Yeah. So are you asking for time off to go to your friend's bachelorette parties? Are you...
You're so going to get shit for this.
I am going to get so much shit for this, but I don't care.
I feel it.
I don't care. I really don't care. If you truly believe that you are as equal to this person... Fine, go to your boss and say, excuse me, can you explain to me why? Mm-hmm. I was promoted after 6 years, and this guy, 3 years, got better pay rate and the position over me, whatever your situation is, and ask for an honest answer.
Or did you ask for the promotion?
Men are never afraid
Women
to
are
ask.
Also afraid to ask, and That's they don't true. Think that they are worthy enough, and they don't think that they deserve 100%. It. So if, like, go for what you want. Mm-hmm. If they get to it before you, then I can't knock it, because, you it's know, what? They're going for it. But if you ask for it and he gets it, then,
yeah,
you know, Becca,
I mean, it's like you just have to be honest with your boss and, like, call your boss out at that point. But it's like, yeah, you don't know the backstory of that. He could have asked for it.
He could
have been doing a better job than you.
And he could just be more valuable. He may draw up more sales. I'm sorry. Like, yes, being a woman, sometimes it gets really tricky because we should be treated equally. 100%. We should deserve what we get. Like, we should get paid in the same way, blah, 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 blah. If you create the same amount of value.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that, you know, we're bad negotiators.
Yeah, 100%.
We're just bad at negotiating because, you know, for me, I know I get myself in this pick all the time, which is just like, I'm so glad you want me. Mm-hmm. I'll take whatever you give. Mm-hmm. Where a guy is like, nah, Like, I'll be fine. Totally. You know, there's like a different kind of confidence. And so I think in your situation, Leanne, I think it is about like you being really aware of yourself. Like 6 years, 3 years, like what did he do that was different? And that can just be like the way he holds himself. It might not even be the quality of work, but like you've all been around the guy that is like so confident that you're drinking the Kool-Aid that he's selling, and his Kool-Aid isn't sweeter than yours. It's just that he's a better seller, and you got to like really learn how to sell yourself, you know? And I was always someone who would like sort of downplay my talents and be like, oh, thanks for the compliment. But now I'm like, hey, remember that time I produced 5 sweep stories and didn't sleep for a month? And like, I'm not afraid to like tell people exactly the hard work I've done. I don't play the humble game anymore.
Yeah, you just gotta own your shit.
Yeah,
because nobody is just
Jenna.
What?
She already
answered.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a very good answer. You're just, angry.
Did you black out?
No, I didn't black out. I just feel like you could say more.
No, I mean, I think, and also if you have a problem with him, who is also your best friend, you can go to him and say like, hey, what's up? What did you ask for something more? Did you,
you can
like,
have where that conversation with him, you know, that you couldn't have with somebody that's not your friend.
Yeah. But I do think that it's all, we aren't like, I'm a bad negotiator. I'll cry before I'll negotiate,
100%.
You know, like I'll go up to someone and be like, I think I deserve it. And then you look like an asshole. So like, you know, it's like, it's just one of those things, knowing your worth.
Also never to talk about money because you'll always be disappointed.
Okay, so the next question comes from Angela Mayhew on email, and she says, if you were on The Real Housewives, what would your opening line be?
Oh, like, she's from Malibu, and she doesn't take it from
anyone. These lips are made for talking. That's Lisa Rinna's.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine's...
I'm not that clever, you guys.
I'm just going to go back to mine's, I'm too lazy to be crazy.
That's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's, if you don't want to hear it, don't listen.
There you go,
Jenna.
Bringing it around.
Thank you.
Mine's, she may be Canadian, but she's not that nice.
You thought about this, you bitch.
No, I didn't. That just
guys, I'm really not that creative.
I thought you were opening your shirt up like you're going to say,
I was going to say, Jenna, forever hungry.
You guys, we're going to be a really good housewives season.
I don't know what
Andy Jenna Cohen, is. Where are you?
What would mine be, you guys?
We're ready.
I don't know.
Silent.
She can sing and dance, but she won't act like she likes you.
What?
I may be positive, but I don't know.
I want to kill you all.
You
secretly.
Can't even think of a negative tagline I'm about sorry. Yourself. That's how positive you are.
I know. That hurts me.
Barf. It comes out when I'm tired.
Barf.
Okay, so our last question comes from Ashley Owens on Instagram, and she says, I've been putting a lot of effort into making one of my biggest career efforts happen, and yet here I am 2 years later in pretty much the same spot I started. I feel like the company doesn't take me seriously. How do I bring it up to them that I am more than a volunteer position?
Oh, that's really hard.
Wait, she's a volunteer. Let me get this straight.
I mean, I think she thinks she's just like a volunteer.
She's more than
she's
a volunteer.
She's probably like intern-y.
Right. Yeah. You know. Okay, I just have to say, it takes a lot longer to get to the place that you want to get than I think you think it does, like in the beginning.
100%.
Like, you're going to get knocked down. Things are going to get mundane. You need to keep going or else somebody else is going to take your position and make that happen. Like, you need to have that drive and that hunger for what you're doing and just accept that it's not going to happen overnight.
100%. And also, one of the things that stuck out to me is you said, I feel like the company doesn't take me seriously. I've absolutely 100% actually been in this situation. And I came into my current job in like sort of a weird way where I was like, weird web girl. And then when I tried to transition to like, take me seriously, I can make news. Everyone was like, oh, she's that weird web girl. And I think, you know, listen, it's not about your company taking you seriously. It's about you proving to the company that you have something and that you demand to be taken seriously, not by your vocals and what you're saying, but by your actions. Mm-hmm. Bring something to the table that shows that you are an A-list key player in what they're trying to do. Then you'll get the respect and the position and the promotion that you want.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes even like on Glee, there was times where I just felt like I was taking, you know, not so, you know, people, they weren't writing for me and I would get really bored and my attitude would change. And yes, I would be so negative. Believe it or not, Kelsey, I can't believe it.
What? I can attest to this.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
So, and I was really unhappy for a while and it wasn't, you know, any reflection. It was more that the more I sat with it, the angrier I got at myself. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel like you are right now. And I think that it's more about just changing the attitude, changing the perspective on saying, like, you know, you sort of like stomp your feet around and you go through the motions, and then people see that and people read it really quickly.
Yeah,
so
people pick up on vibes more than
anything.
Yeah,
you've got to sort of, again, make yourself worthy and show that you really care and that you are a part of it and that you can bring something to the table.
100%. Becky, do you have anything to add to that?
Nope.
Best answer ever.
She was trying to get herself in trouble. She's going to leave it. She's like, I've said enough today.
And I don't care.
I love that.
Okay, I'll say it again.
And I don't care.
J-Law, call me.
Jenna, we are so happy you're here. Don't forget to go to Eventbrite and buy tickets to the Breaking Boundaries is what it's called, right? The gala, and get dressed up and go and hear the girls sing and dance and be amazing. And make sure, listen, you're already in love with podcasts. You listen to our podcast. Hop on over, subscribe, and love Infinite Possibilities with Jenna.
Positivities.
It's a play on words.
Shit. Infinite Positivities.
That was actually kind of cute.
No, that was really cute. Leave that in.
Wait.
You know, because then you're always saying, I wish you could do the Lady Gang more than one time a week. Well, you can, like, listen to Lady Gang on Tuesday, and then you can listen to Jenna on Thursday, and you'll have, like, a show for a little bit of time. Most importantly, make sure you subscribe on iTunes to the podcast so that you can get a new episode every Tuesday. Make sure you go to theladygang.com and subscribe to our newsletter because it's really, really fun. And there's going to be all kinds of giveaways and secret codes and things in there. And we love you guys so much. Follow us on Instagram. It's Becca Tobin. It's Jack Vanek. At Jack Vanek. At Kelty Knight. And make all of our Instagram dreams come true to get over 10,000 followers on at The Lady Gang. We love you guys. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. Yay! Yay! Bye.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.